as the aeroplanes from East Midlands Airport take off above us. Jacob Harris from Fenix Freight. I wonder where they're going. Somewhere warmer than here, I think.
I'd hope so. You know, certainly mine wouldn't be on one.
So we're on the balcony here at Donington Park, overlooking the back of the pits, which is quite something, isn't it? And you're here with clients this weekend because of your association with Dan Rowbottom and Ash Sutton. We'll talk about that first race in a moment. But you've got 15 of your customers and clients with you this weekend, presumably already having a great time.
Yeah, thankfully they're in, they're happy, they're fed, they've been watered. Everyone's got a smile on their face despite the challenging weather conditions, which is great. I always say that the morning is the most difficult part, the stresses of getting every person in and seated and fed. But once they're here, you know, they just have a wonderful time. That's what makes us happy.
And it's an important part of the client relationship, isn't it? The reason you do this, I mean, I think we've spoken before. Some people use the golf course. Mm-hmm. You're using motor racing through your sponsorship to bring customers in, to have those business conversations in a social but also quite competitive sporting environment. And that works for you.
It does. So like many businesses, we're customer-centric. You know, down to our very core, what we like to focus on is ensuring high service levels, making sure our customers are happy. And this is just quite a natural extension of that, you know. And yes, it does work for us. We do get time, quality time, in fact, to speak with customers, to cover details. And like you say, it's just away from the boardroom, comfortable environment, and allows people to really open up and form a personal connection, which is what we're all looking for.
I sometimes find when talking to business people who sponsor that they have to work quite hard sometimes to look at the metrics to justify that expenditure, because it doesn't necessarily come straight onto the bottom line, but it's about a long-term relationship, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, delayed gratification is a term that we would all know.
Lovely phrase,
quite
that
well.
Is. It's delayed gratification.
Isn't it? You know, and I think the struggle is for a lot of people, a lot of businesses, is it's what can I do today that's going to give me instant results tomorrow? Now, I teach it to my sales team. It's been embedded into me that, you know, we're looking to hold on to customers for a long time. Customer retention is key. And what we've found is that by building stronger personal relationships with clients, we continue to do business them for them for years and years. And, you know, we've got clients that have been working with us since our inception, you know, and it's just down to being so customer focused.
Absolutely. Not just for the customers you've got now, but obviously it's into your thinking for the customers you're going to have in the future as part of that relationship that you develop with them.
Oh, most definitely. It goes down to our core, as I say. You know, it doesn't matter how big of a customer or how new they are. You know, our focus is on providing them with the very best service so that they continue to appreciate what we do for them and, you know, come back time and time again.
Now, some of them probably might be new to motor racing, and certainly getting an inside view that you're allowing them to have with the Napa Racing team and Ash Sutton and Dan Rowbottom. Ash Sutton just played an absolute blinder in race one. There's a smile on your face because you enjoyed that, didn't you? And,
yeah.
And they will get to meet him later.
Yeah, so we did our Q&A this morning. So we're very involved, and we strongly believe that having met the drivers, or allowing the customers to meet the drivers rather, it gives them something to cheer for. You know, we're all looking at cars and it's amazing going around a track, but what really matters is the individual inside the vehicle. So having Ash and Dan come into our hospitality earlier, David Addison as well, and do a driver Q&A, it allowed the guests to interact, to see them on a human level. So when they see them flying past our hospitality box, you know, they're cheering for them. And we've got a great mix today of people who love motorsport, even some big fans of the British touring car itself, and then also people who have never been before. So it's a real mixed bag today.
Dan was saying to me on Thursday, we had a long chat, and I was talking to him about the relationship with Fenix Freight, and he really enjoys that interaction with your customers, because they sometimes ask questions that people like me don't. It's the nitty-gritty sort of questions that they want answers to.
Yeah, well, I think some people might call them silly questions. You know, people like me and you, who we attend a lot of motorsport events, we're fairly knowledgeable about motorsport, you know, how it works and whatnot. We can ask good questions, let's say, but it's people who have got no experience that come out with some absolute blinders that sometimes catch the drivers and us off guard, and we think, wow, you know, that's a really good question.
Absolutely. I assume that after that race over lunch, lots of chat and lots of smiles on the faces of your guests, and they're looking forward to two more races here at Donington Park.
Yeah, everyone's sat on the balcony already just waiting. No, it's been great, and you know, hearing the conversations that follow about people talking about how down to earth and what nice guys Ash and Dan are, it's so nice to hear. It's so positive. You know, we've known Dan, we've known Ash for a long time now. We know that it's the basis of how our relationship works with them and how it all came about. But then for the customers to get to see that and enjoy that and be a part of that, it's a magnificent day for them. Wonderful.
It's not a bad day out for you either, is it? Come on, be fair.
No, I mean, you know, no, it's a great day. I love all the weekends I attend. Thankfully, I get to be with Fenix and have a presence at quite a lot of them. It helps I'm a motorsport fan, and part of that did come from this sponsorship and from my first event, which would have been Silverstone in 2019, all those years ago. How things have changed since then, you know, and from there it's just been strength to strength, both on and off the track. So
now you're hooked.
I'm hooked for life.
It's good to hear it, Jacob. Really good to catch up with you. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, Steve. You too.